أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.
Today we have the pleasure of speaking with the talented playwright James Al-Azzi, whose latest work, Saints of Damour, dives into the complex themes of identity, displacement, and the search for belonging, set against the backdrop of 1970s Lebanon. The play tells the story of Pierre, a young man torn from his roots by civil war, who migrates to Australia in search of a new life. But Saints of Damour is not just about physical relocation. It's about navigating the deeper emotional and psychological territories of sexuality and authenticity. Thank you so much for joining us today, James.
My absolute pleasure.
Saint of Damour presents a deeply emotional journey of migration, identity, and authenticity. What inspired you to tell Pierre's story, and how does the exploration of sexuality intertwine with his quest for self-understanding?
Well, I've been working on this play for the last 7 years, so it's been a long time coming, and in my mind it's something that I feel is really important to share with an audience. And I think that so many of our Lebanese Australian voices and those trailblazers of the past are not heard. And so I'm on a mission to create work that gives respect to those voices and puts them on the stage. Pierre is the protagonist, and it's Lebanon 1974, just before the Lebanese Civil War. And I've had to fact check everything and you know, speak to my parents over and over. And we actually come from the seaside village in Damour. And so this play is all based on real life events.
The fact that the play is based on a true story adds depth to it, and I'm sure it will resonate really well with the audiences, like it has been doing for the past 7 years. Pierre's attempts to build new identities in Australia despite his past are central to the narrative. In your view, James, how does the pressure to fit in or start over affect one's ability to live authentically, especially when grappling with internal truths like sexuality?
I think it's very difficult, and I think very true to second generation migrants. And even when you migrate to another country, a lot of the communities try to create their culture and within their homes and their families, and they hold on to those cultural aspects of their heritage. And so, but what I view Pierre to be, or people that come from my generation, is we create sort of a hybrid culture where we take the parts of the cultures being Australian or Lebanese, and we make our own culture that makes sense to us. Otherwise, we get lost and we fall through the cracks. So I think that's how I view culture for this character and from the world of this play.
James, there's a very strong connection between Pierre and his community in Damour, and this also applies to many Lebanese Australians. Pierre was, of course, also connected to the love of his life in Damour in Lebanon. How does the separation from these relationships affect the identity, particularly in relation to his sexuality and sense of self-worth?
I think it's huge. I think when you can't authentically live your life or be truthful to who you really are, it actually haunts you for the rest of your life. And I think the person that Pierre falls in love with is a reflection of freedom. Sami is freedom for him. And when he loses Sami, he loses that freedom. And Pierre, of course, is in an arranged marriage when he migrates to Queensland and then eventually to Sydney. But the fact that he could never be comfortable in opening up about who he is to this woman that he's married, and his mother, who he migrates with, it actually affects his peace of mind right to the end of his life.
The backdrop of the play of the Saints of Damour is the 1970s Lebanon. It was tabooed back then, still maybe taboo to a certain extent, but many would argue that if you belong to the LGBT community in Lebanon now, it's a lot easier than back in the 70s, whereas a lot of Lebanese Australians also argue that being gay here within the community that decided to hold on to the traditions of the time when they first migrated to Australia is still projecting difficulties, casting obstacles in the lives of these people. How did it resonate with members of the LGBT community within our Arabic-speaking community here in Australia? I'm sure you had numerous conversations with people working and leading the way to the play now.
I think, Faris, you're touching on a lot of really important conversations and themes there. And I think to break it up into a couple of pieces, I think sexuality within the Lebanese community in 2025 is still very polarizing for some, and others, they simply don't care. I think the biggest issue here is that when these communities migrate to foreign countries, they hold on to their culture, their religion, and their identity, and progression is not made because they're still stuck in the time that they migrated. If you do go back to Lebanon right now, there is progression, especially, and I'm talking from my personal perspective, I can't speak for anyone else, but my family that have stayed in Lebanon have progressed miles ahead of my relatives that are here in Sydney or Melbourne or Australia. And I think that's really, really interesting. And I think progression is vital and very important. There are other people, in the community that are very actively against homosexuality and the LGBTQI community. And unfortunately, that's just the reality of life, you know, and we can't change those things. But what my work seeks to do is to try to make people understand we're all human. We all actually want the same things. We all have the same need, and that is to be loved.
You're challenging audiences to think deeply about their own relationships with identity, love, and authenticity. And that's a very, very honest conversation that we all need to have with ourselves. James, one of the key themes of Saints of Damour is living authentically, of course, despite the weight of the past. That's the main theme. What's the message you're hoping the audience would take away in terms of embracing their own truths, especially when those truths are difficult to reconcile with society's expectations or personal history?
The takeaway is two things. I think that the queer community has always been there. It's always been part of our cultural identity. It's been in Lebanon, and it will always be around. And you'll always have a cousin or an auntie or a son that will derive from that culture. And I think the reason why I was so drawn to telling this story is because it is a historical fact, and I have drawn on historical events, but it's also very Australian. I always want to challenge people. I always want them to think open-mindedly. And if I can just give one message to just one person in that audience and teach them something new that they didn't understand or know, then that's my job done with the work. You know, if you have a lesbian daughter or a gay son or even a trans person in the family, I think that it's just viewed as a shame. It's just shame, and it's what do you think, you know, they're going to say about us? I've come to this country to start a new life, and I've worked so hard, blah, 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 blah. And then you do this to me, and I want you to get married. I want you to have children. But it's also being in a foreign land and worried that your family member or whoever it is will grow up to be quite lonely because they think that there's no support network.
It's complicated because you have this challenge, this fear of losing your social surrounding, but you also have other difficulties and challenges in a new land. James, I wish you the best of luck. Thank you today for sharing your insights into Saints of Damour. We cannot wait to see this work come to life on stage. Can you tell us more about this collaboration with the Qtopia and when the play is going to be on stage?
Absolutely. Thank you, Ferris. So the play opens up on the 19th of March and goes right up to the 5th of April. It's very limited seats, and it just Qtopia have produced the work. They're putting it on, and I think that it's very closely related to the world of the area. Qtopia is based in Darlinghurst, and one of the facts when I was researching it was there were so many Lebanese Australian gay men that actually moved to that area and would go and hang out there in the late 70s and the 80s when their parents thought they were just hanging out with the girls. But unfortunately, also, a lot of men had caught HIV and AIDS, but is camouflaged and seen as, oh, they had cancer. And so their stories are completely erased. This is what also I wanted to shed light on. So I think, yes, I think that it's a really interesting sort of world that I think I've created. Thank you so much, Fetis, for having me. I appreciate it.
I also spoke with actor and cast member Max Katana.
I play the role of Todd. Todd is a young Aussie man during the 1980s and the 1990s. That's when we find him. And he's a partner of Pierre in the play. We sort of meet Todd as Pierre comes to Sydney. And it's this sort of great sort of relationship that blooms in a unique moment in Pierre's life. I find the character so beautifully intertwined with the journey of Pierre's, and And I think that's really what drew me to the piece in the first place.
It's a complicated role because being with someone like Pierre, all the contradictions and the challenges and the obstacles and the complicated past, that must be a very interesting role because the play touches on very powerful themes of identity and belonging. What do you hope audiences will take away from the show?
Yeah, I think, interestingly enough, what you touch on there, contradictions, that's, like, as an actor, it's like a gift when you see a character that's full of contradictions. And I think a lot of these characters in this play and the odyssey that the sort of events of the play take them all on shows the contradictions. It's essentially what makes us human. And I think if audience can take away a sense of that as humans, we are inherently contradictions of ourselves, and why that is what makes us human. And I think it's interesting, and I think it offers a lot of grace towards that and a lot of forgiveness towards our contradictions.
Max, the characters in Saints of D'Amour face significant emotional challenges. How did you prepare for the role, and what was the process like in bringing such complex emotions to the stage?
I really wanted to make sure that I knew the time and the sort of feeling of the space in which the play is set. And for me, that's Sydney as Todd. We find him in the 1980s, early 1980s to the 1990s as it tracks. That time in Sydney was very different to where, you know, through my personal experiences, my understanding of what it means to be me in 2025. And so I really wanted to understand the sort of feeling of the time, the thoughts on people's minds, because if I don't understand as an actor the sort of range of different...
The context.
Mm. And I think the context informs so much on how people as a society are feeling, you know? The 1980s was both a period of great, like, expression and liberation, but also a time of great fear as well. And so that was really important for me to tap into.
Max, being involved in such a play that aims to explore the intersection of personal history and broader themes can be deeply transformative for you as a human being. How has this experience shaped your view of storytelling and its ability to bring awareness to important social issues like this?
A play or any piece of art, when done well, it merges two things, emotion, feeling, and thoughts, the mind. And when those come together, I think that is when true healing happens. If a play is set up to be a sort of form of healing or expression in that way that I think this play is, I think you need both. And for me, going through that process in understanding another's life is deeply informing about my own life. It broadens you. It stretches your sort of fixed notions of identity. And who you think you are and the limitations of those. And I think what this play does is really opens up audiences to a more expansive view of identity and who you can be and how we limit ourselves or confine ourselves.
The idea of broadening our scope and just rethinking what identity is all about is a universal concept that goes beyond cultures and communities. Max, I need to ask, what was it like working with James? We know how talented he is as a playwright. We know the cast is also very talented, Anthony Makhlouf and everybody else. What was the experience like behind the scenes preparing for this beautiful play?
Well, first of all, it was like one of the main reasons why I decided to join this project. I had been circling James's work since back in 2019. He was on my radar then with Lady Tabouli. And as a young actor, I was like, that is someone I want to work with. And funnily enough, 6 years later, the opportunity came and I kind of jumped on it. And also looking at the cast and the crew and all of this, I was just very honored to be in the same room rehearsing with all these incredible actors and theater makers, our director, Anthony Skuse. Just there were so many reasons to join this play. And it really boiled down to just the sheer talent of everyone involved. And James's writing is just so Oh, gosh, he's so poetic.
And very raw.
Yeah, very raw.
Which is the whole point if you're challenging a stereotype or exploring something that's as complex as identity and sexuality. Max, it has been a great pleasure talking to you this morning. Max Katana, I wish you the best of luck in this play and in your upcoming projects. Thank you so much for talking to SBS Arabic this morning.
Thank you, my friend. It's my pleasure.
أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.